Yeah.
All Pat.
Yes.
How do you, how would you refer to, when you were a boy, how would you refer to a white man? Would you ever say something like Mr. Charlie?
Yeah.
What does that mean? Did you admire him, or did you kind of respect?
We honored him for that, and the Southern white man wants you to do it now. You're going to have to do it.
Is that right?
Yes, sir. You're going to have to do it.
Calling him Mr. Charlie?
That's right. You're going to have to do that.
No matter what his name is.
No matter what. Well, you call him Mr. So-and-so. You're going to have to do that, don't you? Don't the colored man get into it with you? He'll tell me quick, you must understand Mr. So-and-so is a white man.
Does Mr. Charlie mean a white man?
Well,
is that just a way of...
That's just a way they speak, but he wants you to call him his name Charlie, he wants you to say Mr. Charlie, if his name Willie, he wants you to say if his name Tommy, he wants you to say that, now that's it.
If a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much, and his son happened to break it, and he got very angry, you might say, he sure got what? That man sure got awfully...
Well, it's on the what sort of name he was. It's only what sort of white man he be. There's some good ones and there's some mean ones.
Well, I mean, any man who had a fishing rod, just any man.
What did he say?
That's right.
Well, his skill depends on what sort of man he is. You might do it, and he might cuss you out. Want to jump on you, man? Keep on your kidding.
What would you say? If he cussed you out, he got awfully.
And then on the other hand, you might do it for one, and you never think about it.
Mm. But you say he got awfully riled up, or mad, or
he might do that.
Wrathy or old?
Well, I don't think you're the part of that term. Really, accidents will happen. No matter how bad you hate something happen,
some of them will.
Suppose somebody had been working hard all day, and by nighttime he might say, I sure am.
Well, I tell you.
Just tired.
You mean with me?
Tired,
some of them are probably, for a general thing, they wouldn't hardly brag on you to your face.
Michelle,
that's
not the question.
He is asking me a question. He wants to know what would they say.
Yeah, what would they say if they're awfully, if they worked hard all day and by night they might say, I really am just tired.
Well, some of us just got such a terrible heart, they'd want you to do something that much harder the next day. You ask the question then. Now I'm telling you the truth.
Some of them would
brag on you then to your face. If he start to brag, he would have it in his head. Well, next thing he want me to give him something. I'm telling him like it is. And Jenny, I don't mean all of them, but it's a lot of them that because I heard one say one time, says he was talking and said he bragged on one of his hands. And when he got through bragging on him, he asked him for
$20. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. And
I see what you mean.
Yeah, that's what I'm seeing, Mike.
So you never ask a man whether he's tired or not, or
I don't mean all of them that way, but some of them is some of them is that way.
Uh-huh.
Some of them is just as mean. Want to hear that? Some of them is just as mean as the devil. And some of the Negroes is the same. It means it's the devil. I mean both sides.
True of all men.
That's right.
Some
let me see. Let me